From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. 6 months ago, it seemed that everyone was writing off John McCain as a serious presidential candidate. Everyone, that is, except John McCain. Today, he stands atop the Republican field, having won yesterday's crucial Florida primary. And today, he won the endorsement of one of his former rivals, Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, who withdrew from the race in the wake of a disappointing third-place finish in Florida.
Today, I'm officially announcing my withdrawal as a candidate for President of the United States. And so, deciding who to endorse, in my particular case, is not difficult, because if I endorsed anyone else, you would say I was flip-flopping after having already endorsed John. John McCain is the most qualified candidate to be the next commander-in-chief of the United States.
Tonight, John McCain heads into a Republican debate at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California, along with his three remaining rivals. Joining us from the debate site is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. So, Mara, big win for John McCain last night, and today, how big is that endorsement from Rudy Giuliani?
It's very big. It'll help McCain a lot in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, three closed Republican primaries coming up on February 5th. That's Giuliani's backyard. It's also going to help McCain in California, where Giuliani was popular and had an apparatus. And the really big news is that Arnold Schwarzenegger just had a press conference, and he announced that he's going to be doing an event with McCain tomorrow, and he hinted that he might just endorse him, too. And that would be very, very big.
So a couple of big days for John McCain, but he still has some work to do trying to shore up his support among those staunch conservatives, still skeptical when they look at him. What does he need to do to reach out to them?
Well, he does have a lot of conservative enemies, you're right. What he has to do is he has to build the kind of coalition he did in Florida. That was a closed Republican primary, but he won with just enough conservatives, evangelicals, and moderates. He wants to replicate that coalition on February 5th. He's never going to convince all of those conservatives who really feel that on campaigns, finance reform, immigration, torture, taxes, the list is so long that he has been against the Republican Party orthodoxy. They also think he has no use for them and that he gleefully sticks his thumb in the eye of conservative activists. He has to convince just enough of those people that his brand of conservatism is what the Republican Party needs. I also think he needs a stronger economic message. He's said that he's been reading Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations. That's a free market Bible. And he also has to stress his electability. He is the one Republican who does better in head-to-head matchups in the general election than against any of the Democrats.
Mara, I want to ask you about his chief rival right now, Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney spent a lot of money in Florida, blanketed the state with ads, but didn't win. What's the road ahead look like for him?
Well, the money is still an asset. I don't even know if he'd be in this race now if he didn't have all that personal wealth. And you're right. I think he had about 4,700 ads on television in Florida. McCain had about 407. But the Rudy Giuliani's endorsement of McCain hurts Romney, but also Huckabee staying in also hurts Romney, because he's going to be battling Romney in southern states for those conservative votes. I think what Romney has to do now is lead the charge against McCain as a closet liberal, someone who hurts the Republican Party. He's going to have a lot of conservative activists and talk show hosts who are going to help him deliver that message to McCain. I think you're going to probably hear some of that tonight.
Thank you, Mara. That was NPR.
Thank you, Michelle.
That was NPR's Mara Liasson speaking to us from Simi Valley, California.